Heavy rain is in the forecast for parts of Wisconsin today, which could bring more flooding problems along certain rivers. In Portage, the Wisconsin River crested at about 20 feet yesterday. As the river rose, officials in Columbia and Sauk counties were recommending some people evacuate in selected areas. Meanwhile, flood warnings are in effect for other portions of the Wisconsin, the Mississippi, and rivers in the northeastern part of the state. In addition to rain, there's also a chance of severe weather, possibly a tornado. Jeff Last is the warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Green Bay. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, sounds like a busy time to be a meteorologist today. Can you round up just how much flooding we've seen or risk of flooding around the state in the last couple of days?
Well, you know, the heavy snow we had late this past winter and the period of heavy rains over the last couple of weeks, and really the last 4 or 5 weeks, has caused those high river levels. And currently we're looking at high river levels on the Mississippi River, the Wisconsin River, the Menominee River, the Wolf and Yellow River, all over central and northeast Wisconsin and all over the state, really.
And I'm seeing signs or seeing news that at least some of these rivers crested yesterday and the levels are starting to go down. Is that the case for most of the rivers you just mentioned?
It's true with parts of the Wisconsin River. The Mississippi River, there are still some areas where the crests have not occurred yet. For example, in southwest Wisconsin. The same is true in parts of the Menominee River in the far northeast. We'll see that river cresting near McAlester, Wisconsin, looks like on early Friday. But on parts of the Wisconsin River, that is true that we did see the crest, like in Portage, for example, where it did crest on Sunday, I believe it was.
And there in Portage, they were just shy of the all-time record there, and that was set in 2010. Do we know why that part of the Wisconsin River in particular got so high?
Well, there was just an incredible amount of snow all the way through northern and central Wisconsin this winter, in particular the second half of this winter, and that along with the moderate to heavy rain that we had in late winter and the first part of spring, just caused that river to rise. There are some dams that control the flow on the river, so that does help somewhat. But in Portage, that area can be susceptible to flooding like we saw back in 2010, and certainly that was the case here this spring.
Now, we are looking at some rain around the state today. Is there enough to where it's going to make this problem worse, or compared to that flood melt-off you're talking about, is that just a drop in the river?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's certainly not going to help matters, this rainfall that we have currently over northwest Wisconsin with additional storms forming over Iowa. That'll be moving into Wisconsin late this afternoon and overnight. These showers that are occurring this week will slow the river levels from falling. So that means that areas that are flooded or near bankful will continue to be so. But again, certainly not like what we saw earlier on. I don't expect any record levels to be set just because of the rain that we're going to see overnight tonight.
Now, we have in some very focused areas around the state some evacuation warnings. Are there, I know you're not with emergency management, but are there any points in flooding along any Wisconsin River that you're really paying a close eye on right now?
I think the worst flooding, around Portage, hopefully that peak has ended and the river will continue to slowly fall. Certainly, people who are under evacuation should follow their local officials because they have the best measurement on how to how to work with those situations. In southwest Wisconsin with the Mississippi River, that will be cresting a bit later on. So again, I think all local officials should have the best the best information for their citizens.
Talking to Jeff Last, warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Green Bay, looking at flooding and other weather-related issues around Wisconsin. Jeff, taking a step back, when it comes to flooding, it seems like timing is everything. We might get the same amount of average snowfall or the same amount of precipitation over the course of a winter. The question is, when does it happen and how fast does it melt? Is that part of the flooding story, especially in the spring?
Yes, the spring snowmelt flooding is a delicate dance with the snow that melts and the spring rains that are bound to commence. And what we saw this year was the worst of both, because we had the heavy snow in the second half of the winter, the melt of that snow, and then the heavy rains that came all together within, you know, a 6 or 8 week period. And we're still seeing the effects of that perfect timing, the perfect storm.
I want to look ahead a little bit now. We've got some rain and possible thunderstorms in the forecast, I think still tonight. What are you watching for around the state for serious weather?
Well, we're watching storms that are forming over northeast Iowa. And there are a couple of warnings, actually, for large hail with a couple of those storms west of the Quad Cities and south of La Crosse. Those storms are moving northeast and will enter southern Wisconsin at some point. Whether they're still severe or not, that remains to be seen. But certainly the atmosphere is capable of producing an isolated severe storm over southern Wisconsin, which could produce a high wind gust or large hail. And that's all thanks to an area of low pressure over Iowa, which is moving into southern Wisconsin this afternoon and overnight tonight.
I'd seen at some point maybe possible conditions for a tornado. Is that not what we're looking for anymore at this point for this one?
No, there is a very small chance of an isolated tornado over southern Wisconsin. There's a lot of spin in the atmosphere when you have low pressure systems that move across the area. So that'll be something we'll be watching over the next 4 or 5 hours as that weather system moves across the state.
Now, looking ahead, Jeff, I still haven't gotten my snow tires changed off of my car. I know I've been burned on late April snowstorms. Any risk of that in the forecast for the remainder of this month?
It looks pretty low to nil. I think the weather pattern we're in now, while certainly not really warm and summer-like, I don't think we'll have any snow. Any significant snow, certainly, over much of the state. Now, across the far north, there's always that chance,
sure,
as the cold air moves in from Canada. And that'll happen, you know, into early May even sometimes. But I think overall, I think we've passed that peak of snow chances here.
And then I know it can be tougher to make the longer range forecasts, but are there thoughts on what we're looking for the rest of spring when it comes to temperatures and rain?
Yeah, there is some indication of temperatures that'll be around or perhaps a bit above normal as we go into this next part of springtime. Precipitation looks, you know, plus or minus an inch or so of average. I don't see anything that would signal a really heavy rain event over a long period of time in the next part of spring, although any thunderstorm can drop a lot of rain in one location. But as far as widespread heavy rains across the state, I don't see any indications of that, at least at this point, for the next over the next month.
And Jeff, we've seen tornadoes hitting hard in other parts of the country. What kind of things, as a warning coordination meteorologist, what are the early warning signs you're watching for here in Wisconsin for possible tornado risks?
Well, here in Wisconsin, April and May starts our tornado season, and what we look for are those low-pressure systems and the clash of the air masses, the warm, moist air moving in from the south, and, you know, the cold air still hanging around Canada and the northern plains. When we get that clash of air masses and that those areas of low pressure which move along those boundaries, that's our concern for outbreaks of severe weather. And again, we are getting into severe weather season here in Wisconsin, so that'll be our focus as we go into the next few months.
Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
That's Jeff Last, warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He's based in Green Bay. He joined us for a look at the flooding situation in rivers around Wisconsin and a look ahead at what the rest of the spring might look like. Last we heard, the Wisconsin River at Portage crested yesterday at about 20 feet, close to but not quite hitting a record set back in 2010. Also, flood warnings along the Mississippi River and a few in northeastern and central Wisconsin, plus a flood watch for much of northern Wisconsin. Look for your local emergency management officials to see what's going on in your area and to pay attention, Jeff says, to those evacuation orders if they come out.